Hi, it's Phil Hendry. It's time for episode 225 of the Classic Podcast. This is our free weekly podcast for all of our non-Backstage Pass members. And if you're interested in getting a Backstage Pass, you can hear this podcast each and every day with a BSP. We've got five a week, generally speaking. We also have a daily show podcast. We have classic archives that go back over a decade, close to 5,000 hours. We have webisodes. We have Milwaukee Lion archives. We have videocast archives. We've got our news feed and our comments section, and so much more at philhendryshow.com. So we suggest and invite you to become a Backstage Pass member. Here's one from 2002. It is Doug Danger, gay man and gay journalist. People ask, where'd Doug come from? And the answer to that question is two places, really. Doug's voice was a voice that I heard on the radio, both in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and down south in Miami. There was an astrologer that was used on one of the local morning shows in Miami who had this sort of Al Gore-esque southern lisp, which I decided to just go ahead and make into a gay man. And the reason why he turned into not just a gay man, but a gay journalist is at the time ACT UP, which was a very vocal activist organization of gay people, they were pretty prominent in the news, and I thought that I would make Doug a very aggressive political kind of gay man and gay journalist, and the characters worked pretty well for us. Here is Doug talking about American Idol and how, well, you folks out there, you don't know a thing about art or about judging art or artists. Here's Doug and our latest episode, 225, of the Classic Podcast.
Doug, continue your point about American Idol, the TV show.
Well, the point that I'm trying to make, Phil, is that American Idol is ultimately flawed because that show relies on the telephone vote of people who are not qualified to judge on talent.
Well, what about Paula Abdul, Simon Cowell, and the other gentleman?
Paula Abdul, Simon Cowell, and the black guy. The show hits our qualified critics, but the show hits its lowest moment. I'm talking about American Idol, the TV show that finds talent, and week in and week out, the audience will vote to see who gets to stay on the show and who gets to leave the show, and that's where the program falls apart, because it has TV viewers phoning in and voting, and that decides who stays on and who doesn't.
Well, you don't like the idea of viewers voting.
I don't like the idea because they are not qualified to judge the talent. And I say that as a gay man and as a gay journalist. I have been a journalist in the entertainment business, a gay man and a gay journalist, since I came out of the closet 2 years ago.
Well, but Doug, millions of people buy albums, they watch television, they go to movies. Those dollars and those people are what make a star, isn't that right?
No, that's not right.
Who makes a star?
The people who make a star are people like me, the movie and music critics. A gay man and a gay journalist such as myself, who's best qualified to see if someone has talent or not, or somebody like Roger Ebert, who gives as movies the thumbs up or the thumbs down. If Roger Ebert gives a movie a thumbs down, it doesn't have a prayer. And generally, if I give a CD or an album or a movie a gay thumb down, it's dead. And I'm really going to hate all those yahoos who vote Justin or Nikki or Kelly the winner. I'm really going to telling everyone, you are dead wrong. They stink, and you will not buy their album. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Wait, the TV viewers who watch American Idol are now voting on three remaining contestants, Justin, Nikki, and Kelly.
That's right, and that is wrong, because what's going to happen is one of those three is going to be the winner based upon people phoning in their vote. Now, you got to understand something. You got people phoning in their votes from places like Arkansas, from places like Florida, from places like Georgia. These are not qualified people to phone in a vote about who a good singer is.
Why? I mean, why aren't those people any more qualified or less qualified?
Phil, do you really think the public knows talent? Yes or no?
I think they vote with their pocketbook.
Well, the answer is no. They don't know talent. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
But they have an opinion that counts.
That's the very reason why this show, American Idol, is dangerous, because it leads people to believe that they have an opinion that counts, and of course they don't. The only opinion that counts is myself and my peers. Once we give it the big thumbs up, then you may go and buy it.
I bet there are a lot of movies or music that I like that you didn't like.
That's impossible.
Why would you say that that's impossible?
Because the public's opinion is my opinion. The public's opinion is the critic's opinion.
I bet that there's movies or music that, all right, let me give you one. I like the movie In the Bedroom. What'd you think of that movie?
I loved it. I loved it. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I like that.
All right, I didn't like the new Springsteen album.
I agree. I thought it was weak. You see how you reflect me?
But I don't remember you telling me not to like this stuff.
But do you see, Phil, that your tastes are in line with mine? Because as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I'm a critic. And I have to give my stamp of approval on a film or a piece of artistic work. Then people are allowed to go see it.
So, all right, so when you say people are allowed to go see it, that's the other thing I don't understand.
Well, you don't go see a movie that I don't think is a good movie. It just doesn't happen.
I'm telling you, there's got to be movies that I like that you didn't like.
Well, name one.
I liked Titanic.
I did, too. People are from these rural parts of the country, Phil, by the way, that have no taste. They're responsible for getting people like Slim Whitman and Jim Nabors record contracts. I think it is a travesty. I think it is a disaster. And a lot of that, Phil, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, over the years, I've written enough, and people like Roger Ebert have written enough to know what our tastes are and to do as well, and people will know to do as we tell them.
So what is your major criticism of people voting on the American Idol TV show? And before you answer that, I want to give our number out. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Doug Danger, entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, who is talking to me about the TV show American Idol and how it's basically flawed because it relies on the votes of people out in the audience as opposed to qualified critics. And you've mentioned that you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, that's correct.
Why?
Do you have something against me being gay? Or?
No, I don't have anything against you being gay.
Well, I say that because I'm proud of who I am.
All right, so what is your major criticism?
My major criticism kind of threw me off when you asked me why do I say I'm gay. I say I'm gay because I'm proud of being a gay man and a gay journalist.
Okay, I'm sorry I asked the question.
All right. What was your question?
What is your major criticism of people voting on the American Idol TV show?
My major criticism is gives those people the false hope that they actually are making decisions about who is good. I realized after 9/11, people want to feel as if they're worth something. If they can help the country by being in the military, they want to feel as if they're worth something. And I say that as a gay man and a gay journalist, and that's why they let them vote on this.
Why do you say, again, all right, never mind, you're a gay man and you're a gay journalist.
I'm proud of being gay. See, that's the second time you've asked me that. You got a problem with me being gay?
No, sir, I do not.
All right, well, then I would suggest you stop asking me that.
All right.
Because it's verging on a level of homophobia that I think...
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be homophobic. You keep mentioning that you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
There you go again.
All right, forget it.
Phil, I write as a gay man and as a gay journalist because I know what I'm doing, and these yahoos out there who vote on American Idol, they wouldn't know a good singer, and they wouldn't know a song if they were singing in the shower.
All right. You may think that you're the star maker, but people go to films because of the decisions, don't they?
Let me tell you what. That is patently false, because on weekends...
People go to movies because of their own decisions.
On weekends, let me tell you what I do on weekends. I go over to the Costa Mesa Cineplex. When people are lined up to see a movie, I ask them what movie they're going to see and which critic they read. And if they say they didn't read a critic, or they say they're going to see a film that I don't like... For instance, Crocodile Hunter Collision Course, which is a horrible movie, that I like to do because because it's friendly but firm. I put my hand around their upper arm. I lead them out of the line to a place where we can talk, and I tell them to pick a film that I recommended or one that some other critic has recommended, and it needs to be a critic that I've heard of, and then I'll let them go see the movie. Otherwise, they can take their money and they can go down to the Creamery or go down to Penguins and get some yogurt. Because
this is a flyer that you faxed us.
That people from Georgia and Florida and states like that wouldn't know a good song if it crapped right in their Cheerios.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You are going up to people in lines at movies and asking them what movie they're going to see.
I ask them, what movie are you going to see? And they'll say, for instance, we're going to go see Minority Report. And I'll say, what critic recommended it? And they may say, well, no critic. I'm just going to see it because I want to see it. And that's when I say, oh, yeah? Well, no, you're not. And what I do is I just grab them around the arm very firmly, and I pull them out of the line, and I say, until you tell me what critic recommended this movie.
You can't keep people from going to see a movie.
You're right, I can't. But one of the things I can do is intimidate them. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And I'm, that's intimidating to come out and say, I'm gay, and you're not going to go see that movie.
So you're scaring people. You are terrorizing people into not seeing films.
All I say is, until you tell me which critic recommended this movie, you're not going in to see the movie, the trailer, a cartoon, nothing. You can go home and read a comic book. Now, I don't tell them that they... I don't do anything physical to them except...
Well, you're grabbing them by the arm and pulling them out of line.
Well, there you go. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger, a very forceful critic who says people don't know anything about movies, music, nothing, unless a critic recommends it. In fact, he stands at movie theaters and pulls people out of line and asks them what critic recommended this movie. If a critic didn't recommend the movie, he doesn't let people go in.
No, I didn't say that, Phil.
Well, you intimidate people to the point where they don't go in.
I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist. And
I got that you're a gay man and a gay journalist. David, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say to him, the guy who's calling in from the Orange County Courier, that, you know, we, as the voting public at American Idol, are the ones that's going to be buying the records. I'm not going to let some critic tell me where we need to be spending our dollars.
We have
the buying power.
But you don't want to buy records from an act that stinks. Right?
That's exactly correct.
Right. And he's saying
that people listen to critics, then why did Eminem sell so many records? If everybody just
listened. I loved Eminem. And most of the critics did love Eminem. See, you, David, if you're allowed to vote on the acts on American Idol, you guys ultimately will vote for something lousy. And then it'll stink. Yeah. I mean,
I'll tell you from the very get-go, I thought Kelly Clarkson had the most talent.
Well, you're wrong, because she doesn't.
Well, I think she does. I think she's got the most star
power. Are you paid to be a critic? No, I am.
But what is
I'm
that?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Hey, but listen, I'll tell you what, you have buying power. I mean, everybody in America, I mean, we do not always listen to critics. You act like that. We take what a critic says, and we go see that movie, or we go eat at that particular restaurant, or we go see that play.
Name a movie.
Absolutely not true.
Name a movie you like.
Vanilla Sky.
I did, too. I think it's great. See, you are doing what
about,
I told you to do.
How about Black Hawk Down?
What'd you think of that movie?
I thought it was great.
I did, too. See?
Well, good.
So you're doing what I'm telling you to do.
That's not true.
Yes,
I guarantee
you are. Because
I've never read your article, and I promise you, whether you liked the movie
I'm
or
a gay
not,
man
would not bear any. I mean, if a friend liked it or a friend said no, don't watch it, then that would be what would happen.
What'd you think of Crocodile Hunter Collision Course?
Horrible.
That's right. I said it sucks. See, so you're doing what I expect you to do, sir. With all due respect, you don't know anything about talent. You know what I tell you to do, and you may like that girl in American Idol for other reasons, but not her talent.
The last time I checked your article was getting delivered to my doorstep, so I read it every morning.
Okay, thanks. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I know. Why do you keep bringing that up?
I'm proud of who I am.
I'm not a journalist. Well, so am I.
I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of who I am.
All right, David, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger is on. He's blowing my mind. He's saying that the only reason why people go to see the movies they see is because a critic recommended it. And the worst thing that American Idol can do, the worst thing American Idol is doing, in fact, is allowing the American public to vote on the singers because the singers they're voting on suck. He thinks just Simon and let me get Doug back on. Doug, who are the critics on American Idol?
There's Simon. There is Paula Abdul and that black guy.
Well, who's the black guy?
I don't know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
I cannot gay.
I understand that. Doug Danger with us, 1-800-449-8686. He's an entertainment critic for the Orange County Courier. He says the biggest problem with American Idol is they allow the people, the viewers, to vote, and it should be left up to the critics because the critics are sacrosanct. You mentioned just before we go to a call, you mentioned some kind of a religious model for critics.
No, I said that a lot of critics use the Jewish model of the Messiah, meaning as critics, we are not unlike the Jewish belief of a Messiah who will come and deliver people. And critics do essentially the same thing that a religious Messiah or Savior would do. We save people from making these horrible fashion or film or media decisions. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. In a lot of ways, I'm a gay messiah. And our followers know not what to buy without the word of the gay messiah or the messiah, if you will.
The gay messiah being...
But the gay messiah as gay critic.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Eve, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Mr. Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm really lost here. I have absolutely no clue what his being a gay man and a gay journalist has to do with the quality of his criticisms his reporting has to do. I've been a journalist for 10 years.
Are you homophobic?
Hell no. Are you kidding? My roommate's gay. My uncle's gay, and he's my best friend.
What does your roommate do for a living?
He's an interior designer.
All right.
Matters.
He's a gay interior designer.
So?
Well,
I'm a straight reporter. So what?
Are you proud of being straight?
That has absolutely nothing
I'm
to
straight.
Do with whether or not I'm any good at what I do or any good at what he does. My mother's an interior designer, and she's straight.
See, Phil, if I could
It has no bearing on whether or not she's good.
See, this lady is a good example of the general public. She just said, I don't have any clue. Okay?
No, she didn't. She's asking...
Hey, is your name Eve, by the way?
Yes, sir.
Hey, don't eat from that forbidden tree.
No, you don't eat from the forbidden tree.
Look,
if you'd know your Bible stories a little bit better, you'd understand that.
You are homophobic. I knew it.
I'm not homophobic.
Yeah. Then what are you bringing up the Bible
for? How do you know that I'm not gay?
Because you just said you're straight.
How do you know that I haven't been with women?
You'd have to send a photograph or some film.
How do you know that?
I don't believe you, but if you can send me videotape of that.
You are a very sick individual, and
I can't believe
your editors have kept you on as long as you have.
Okay, go ahead and say it, Eve. Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. You've been wanting to say that, haven't you? Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. If you say you're a lesbian...
So what does that have to do with the quality of your writing, of your criticism?
Nothing.
Exactly, so quit mentioning it.
I'm proud of who I am. I worked hard to be gay.
I'm proud of who I am.
Are you a lesbian?
I'm short. Do you see me saying I'm a short reporter?
Well,
I'm 5'2" tall, and that makes me the best reporter in Monterey County.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I don't want to offend you. Do you eat your lunch in Box Canyon, or don't you?
And what?
Do you eat your lunch in Box Canyon?
What the hell is Box Canyon?
Okay, she's not a lesbian.
What do you mean, eat your lunch in Box Canyon?
Look, I've been out of the closet for 8 months, Steve, so I've been down some tough roads. I've seen the way people treat gay men and gay journalists. Are you gay?
We've all been down some tough roads. It doesn't mean we hang
being
out...
Being straight is easy.
Everything.
Being gay
Being is, gay can be easy, too.
No,
anything can
tough.
Be easy.
Gay, being gay is hard, if you get my drift. And many of the people out there... who don't want me to be gay, I'm going to be gay despite what they want.
What has this got to do with American Idol?
You're using it as a hammer to slam people over the head and intimidate them.
You know what, ma'am, and I don't mean any offense.
And you're from what you do for a living
I don't
and
mean
from
any
what
offense.
Your work is.
I don't mean any offense. May I talk to your gay roommate? Because I'm not making any
No, you're not talking
you.
To my gay roommate.
Why
you're not,
not
talking to my probably gay dog or my gay kittens or my gay hamster
well, I need
or
to
my
to,
gay fish
I need
or my
to talk
gay bird.
I need to talk to somebody who's making sense because you're not making any sense. I need to
I'm
talk
not
to,
making sense.
I need to talk
Mr.
to someone
Mr. You need
gay.
To go to a shrink.
All right, wait a minute. Eve, you're a journalist, right?
Yes.
All right, can't she say she's a straight journalist?
No.
Why not?
That's nothing you're proud of. But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I am proud of that.
But why can't I be proud of being straight?
Well, you can't.
Because that's not politically correct,
yeah, no,
right?
Because it's not all that interesting. Being
and
gay
it's interesting that you're gay?
Yes, ma'am.
Where
now,
have you been?
Ma'am,
it's
I'm
not
say,
all that fascinating to see gay people anymore.
Are you a film critic, or what kind of a journalist are you?
I'm a reporter.
All right, so you're
I
not a critic.
I cover crime, I cover youth issues, I cover mental health issues, and you would be a great study
you cover,
for that.
You think I'm nuts because I'm gay. Once
no,
again, your
I think you're nuts because you're
out.
Using it as
are
a
you?
Tool to get sympathy and to get a lot more than
okay.
you deserve.
But here's what I want to find out, and then we'll let you go, Eve.
Look, it's a typical straight woman, scatterbrained, homophobic, and crazy.
That's very much a general statement.
I am
okay?
not homophobic.
Homophobic, scatterbrained, and crazy. You could say you're a bi woman and a bi journalist when you get the guts, because you said you ate your lunch at Box Canyon. Now you say you don't. Then you
I
say
never said I don't even know what Box Canyon is.
Do you eat a box lunch?
Will be.
Do you eat a box lunch?
Will you speak English, please?
All right, I think I made my point.
You didn't make any point. Nobody's talking about.
You eat sausage or taco?
Okay, look. Eve, thank you very much for your call.
Mr. Henry, why did you bring this Yahoo on the air?
My name is Doug.
Well, he's done a lot of film critique for us on the air over the...
Phil, I can do it.
I certainly hope you cancel him.
I'm Doug Danger.
Dreadful.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay?
And you are absolutely dreadful. And any recommendation for a film you would make,
oh, really? So
I would
think...
definitely go the opposite
okay,
way.
Okay, so you don't think Titanic was any good?
No, actually, I don't.
You gotta be nuts. You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
Okay, did you
because I have some class and intelligence.
Did you like Chocolate?
It was okay.
Okay, see, I like that one, too. See, so you go along with what I think.
Oh, boy, you're
no.
really...
No, what
you're
you
nuts.
Do is you mirror what somebody says. You ask if somebody likes something,
would you please leave
then
your
you
number
say,
with the, please leave
okay,
your,
I like
okay,
you, too.
Please leave your number with the screener so I can call your roommate.
Hell no.
All right, listen, Eve, thank you very much for your call. This is the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger, gay man and gay journalist. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And I've effectively told him.
Doug, are you there?
I'm right here, Phil.
Where are you?
Phil, I'm at the Metroplex right now. There's some angry people here. But the reason is I have told the theater owner the film Triple X. He's showing Triple X and My Fat Greek Big Wedding. Both of these movies are terrible. And I told the theater owners that I did not review them favorably, and he has effectively shut the theater.
And those people are angry.
You better believe they're angry, but I have told them they have no business being here. My Greek Big Fat Wedding and Triple X are horrible.
Well, you got a riot there.
No, they don't have a riot. They're just angry. They're yelling at the theater manager because I told him I'm a critic and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I advised him to shut down. I showed him my credential as a critic. I also informed him that I am gay, and he immediately shut down.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Samantha, go ahead.
Yeah, hello?
Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, you know, what I wanted to say was that I think this guy is confusing talent with entertainment. You know, the American people buy things not because it's technically they're talented, but they're entertaining. And that's sometimes what sells things over being technically talented. It's just like art.
Well, you got to be talented to be entertaining, and my
not necessarily. My you're very entertaining, and you're not talented at all.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I'm used to having people.
Yeah, and you know what? I've also noticed that people use some things that are controversial and also obscene and abusive to try to compensate for their lack of intelligence and their lack of talent.
What's
in their
obscene?
Own categories.
But I'm gay.
Yeah, we're very well aware of that.
All right, what you got a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with that, and I'm not going to get into that issue with you. But, you know, you can't tell somebody that an art form, like music
the crowd,
acting,
Samantha, excuse me, the crowd is very loud.
I told them they can't see my Greek Fat Big Wedding.
Yeah, and you know what? If people want to go see something just to watch Vin Diesel, then let them go do that, whether it's talent
well,
or not.
The word is Vin Diesel's gay.
That doesn't really matter. If he's entertaining, he's entertaining. It
but
doesn't matter.
He's a gay man and a gay actor. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Are those people screaming or what?
Yeah, I told them that, hey, Samantha, have you seen My Fat Greek Big Wedding?
No, I haven't, but I heard it was very funny.
No, it's no good.
Well, that's definitely your opinion, but it's not
lousy.
A fact.
It's lousy.
It's not something that you can measure.
Well, I'm telling these people to go home. Go home, all of you.
You know what?
You ready for this guy?
That's ridiculous.
Go home, all of you. This movie is lousy.
You know, at a time when freedom is very important, I think people should be free to see what they want to see.
I'll tell you how they can approve this movie, and you'll probably laugh, but I'm being very serious. If they made it my fat, big, gay Greek wedding, it might have some moxie.
Maybe you couldn't make it as a straight journalist, so you had to use your pull as a gay journalist. Maybe that's what it is.
What's the difference?
What obviously you think is a difference because you keep mentioning it.
What do you mean, my fat, big, Greek, gay wedding?
That would be a hit. Go home, My gay fat Greek wedding sucks.
This guy, if this is the kind of people that you're going to have on the Phil Henry show, man, this is terrible.
He's
you got to get better people than this, man.
Look, I'm gay. You know that, right?
Yeah, do you know that? Because maybe you forget. That's why you need to keep reminding yourself.
That's very good.
If you're not homophobic, then why are you bringing up me being gay?
If you're not heterophobic, why do you keep bringing up being gay?
You're bringing up my gaiety.
Your gaiety.
You keep bringing it up. You obviously want to talk about it because you keep bringing it up.
All right, honey. Thanks for your call.
What a homophobe.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. 1-800-449-8686. We got a possible riot down there. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I just want to tell that guy that you're talking with, the idiot you're talking with, that I'd love him to come to Salt Lake and grab my arm, try me pull me out of line. Because you know what? I'd knock his teeth down his throat.
Wait a second.
That's assault.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Other than
okay.
you trying to push your whatever, sexuality, whatever, on other people, I'm sick and tired of hearing you people throw this crap around. I don't go around telling everybody my gender, my preferences.
But I'm
but
a gay
man. You have to do that.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
So I would suggest that you just shut up.
No.
And find somebody else to harass.
Look, I'm saving you money by telling you what to buy and where to go. Otherwise, if you rely on your own decision, you'll wind up blowing your money, wasting your money on bad movies. Hello? Look, Phil, could you tell that breeder? Okay. Did that breeder hang up?
What do you mean, that breeder?
The last guy?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted you to tell that breeder I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I am protected by the law, L-A-W, law.
Oh, so in other words, you're saving us money. What is with that crowd?
Go home, my fat, big, Greek fat wedding sucks on wheels. I really think that if they want to make a movie that people are going to enjoy, make one called My Fat, Greek, Big, Fat, Gay Wedding.
I understand that, man.
That is what I call a social comment.
Robert, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir. I was making a comment about the fact that it doesn't matter what any critic says. I've never heard of you. Where are you from?
My name,
I don't know.
I'm Doug Banger.
The American public, if they do like something, it will fly. End of discussion. However, I will give you the fact that, yes, a critic's opinion will make a difference.
Thank you.
And then on top of that, who cares how gay you are? It doesn't matter anymore.
I didn't say how gay.
Be gay, be happy.
I am gay.
Okay, fine. It's cool.
But I didn't know. Do you know that?
Yeah, you done told us a million times.
All right,
gay. It's great, but it's
what do you
time,
think? Can
who
I take,
cares?
Can I take a poll? Would you go see a movie called My Big Huge Greek Fat Gay Wedding in My Pants? See what I'm saying?
Sounds kind of funny. I mean, I don't know.
I would like to see that rather than my big fat. My Greek fat big wedding.
When I go see a movie, it's normally because I've seen the previews, and I'm like, whoa, that looks pretty neat.
Well, sir, I have to tell you, you're not a critic, I'll say this with all due respect, but you probably don't know talent from ass flowers.
You're probably right, but at the same time, I am the American public.
Right.
Take something as controversial as an artist such as Eminem, okay, and all the controversy he brings up and all the nasty things he says.
Is he gay?
No, he might not be gay, but we're not talking about gay here. We're talking about why the American Idol show is a bad idea because they're letting the American public vote. The American public will decide in the end whether or not something is good.
Well, I would say to you, Robert, the best thing to repeat after me, no, 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 unless Doug tells me so. Can you do that? You don't want to do that.
A critic's opinion will, however, make a difference.
What happened to the crowd?
Oh, I'm sorry.
The critic's opinion will make a difference.
Thank you.
At the same time, the American public's opinion will make the decision in the end.
Thank you for your call, Robert. Doug, one of the things... Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Well, what happened to the crowd?
Excuse me.
All right, get out of here. You're giving me the creeps. My big, fat Greek gay wedding.